Hello, this is Dr. Eugenia Goldberg dictating endoscopy report on Richard DeSalvo, date of birth 3/15/1955, date of procedure June 13th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Eugenia Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Maria Harrington. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, common dysphagia, common history of Barrett's. Common diarrhea. Description of procedure, pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions such as malignancy or oral stains of the patient. Patient brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, stairs, pre-anesthesia service, monitor, anesthesia care, well-lubricated lymphedema gastroscope, was introduced into the esophagus, advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, and esophagus. The retroflex view is obtained in the cardiac aorta section from the stomach before withdrawal scope. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable count. Biopsies were obtained for further evaluation, histology, and the dysphagia. Next slide. The Z-line was irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block with evidence of frog C0M1.5. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for further evaluation, histology for the Barrett's esophagus. Next slide. There was a 2-centimeter sliding hiatal hernia. Next time, there was evidence of gastric erythema. That was patchy. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next time, unremarkable duodenum to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained given the diarrhea. To rule out celiac disease. Next time, the ampulla appeared unremarkable. Next time, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next time, continue PPI daily. Next time, recommend repeating EGD in 3 to 5 years pending path of the Barrett's esophagus. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, avoid NSAIDs and anti-reflex precautions are explained. Thank you.